when it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
I don't want to bring my single friends around my husband.
Okay, let's talk about that.
But it was so difficult coming to terms with the fact that I don't have capacity to be close to everyone.
Have you ever been cut off by a friend?
Yes. We released a book on friendship and one of my friends cut me off this year.
Wow. If you are with people that allow you to feel comfortable all the time, they're not your friends, they're your fans.
Hello and welcome to the Two My Sisters podcast. I'm Courtney.
And I'm Renee, and we are your online sisters and hosts of the Two My Sisters podcast.
We are all about promoting the wellness, growth and development of a community of sisters around the world.
And in today's episode, we're going to be talking about cutting off friends, especially married friends.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, girl. Getting back with toxic ex-friends. And a whole bunch of just friendship tea. This is all about the real behind friendships, especially when life throws at us a couple of curveballs that make it just that trickier to sail across the seas of friendship.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
We're about to get all up into it. But before we do that, we of course have a couple of housekeeping announcements. You already know over at Two My Sisters, we like to ensure that our house is well swept and kept.
It's all a right. must.
We're about to jump into some messy scenes. It makes sense to make sure that the house is in order before we do all of that.
Yeah.
The first housekeeping announcement is, sisters, we are, I think, 6 weeks now to the
Crazy.
Two My Sisters live in London. Yes, Woo. Sisters. On Friday, the 27th of October, join us for an evening of wonder, of engagement, of happiness, of sisterhood, of gist.
For real.
At Hackney Empire. We are so excited. It's literally one of the biggest, if not the biggest thing that we have ever hosted.
Yeah, definitely.
We are going to see close to 1,000 women join us on the day.
More than 1,000 women.
This is crazy, girls. More than 1,000 women. I can't believe it. We're going to see more than 1,000 women crazy. Join us on Hackney Empire.
And you need to be there.
And you must. I mean, you must. And sisters that are international, we are super sorry. We are not doing any live streaming. No. This is one of those, if you know, you know. If you're here, you're there. You know what I mean? Like, what can we do? The FOMO is real. We'll definitely be sharing some social media clips and a few insights. But for you to actually be a part of the biggest sisterhood party and gathering that the UK has seen to date.
Come on.
You should buy a ticket. So the link will be below in the description box if you're watching on YouTube. It will also be available in the show notes and pretty much on every single Two My Sisters platform.
For real,
sisters, I just advise you to be a part of the movement.
Yeah.
I advise you to be a part of the show and buy your ticket.
Yeah.
Not only buy your ticket, buy a ticket for a sister.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you already have a ticket and you're listening, oh, sorry, excuse my voice, guys. I'm still sick.
Please, we need like
I'm still
the prayer
sick.
Altars, sisters. In fact, did
if
we even
you've taken my that. Name and you've put it on the front of an altar, you're not gonna succeed. But on the other flip side, God, if this is you trying to teach me a lesson, I've learned it.
Not you wrestling like Jacob. She be wrestling. This ain't her hip. This hurts. She holding her
I've
throat.
Learned it. What was I going to say? If you've already bought a ticket, please tell a friend. Tell a friend to come. We really want this event to sell out. And honestly, like, we got this massive venue in Faith and we actually believe that it's going to be our biggest event ever. Well, it already actually is.
It's already more than
double the size of the last one. But honestly, sisters, help us to sell out. Buy a ticket. Tell a friend to tell a ticket. To get a ticket, my brain is disintegrating.
Right. Okay.
Bring your mom, bring your sisters, bring your friends.
Already, our family is coming. Yes, our whole family.
But coming. I will say this: it is an 18 plus event. I've been receiving a few DMs from my younger sisters talking about, like, I'm 17, I'm about to turn 18. Yep. Unfortunately, because of the bar situation, it is an 18 plus. But if you're 18 plus,
hello,
come on,
you better bring your plus, plus one. How about that?
Yeah.
18 plus for plus one. So please, please support us. We are going to be doing it with a whole bunch of sisters that we have announced across social media. And let's just say it's about to be unmissable.
Unmissable.
So make sure you get your ticket.
Yeah.
Second housekeeping announcement. I'm not sure if we've already provided an update on it, but guys, I am sitting next to the illustrious, the wonderful, the rising star.
Yeah, I think the last episode, we recorded
you're
it on Friday.
Going,
so I was
yeah,
going, yeah. Guys, I won the award.
We should have even brought it on camera, award. To be honest with you.
Should I go and get it?
Here
she is, guys.
Rising star.
Oh, you can't even really see it because of it's glass.
The reflection.
But yeah, guys.
We'll put a picture.
There you go. I am the founder of Vine, Rising Star, Changemaker Awards.
We did it.
It is only because of your support. Thank you so much for supporting my work. Quick backstory. I hope it inspires somebody, but this is my time.
No, you're doing your Oscar. Sorry,
this
guys,
is my time. Essentially, I was kind of like, I don't know how I feel about this award because I was telling this to my mentor. I was like, it feels like it was like, you know, a popularity contest. Mm. Obviously, we'd be popular or whatever, like 7 million downloads or whatever. But honestly, at the same time, he was like, but there are people with just as big platforms as you are. But people don't rock with their work like that. And it really helped me put into perspective that one, I should be more than grateful for you guys. And I am on a daily basis. But also, thank you so much for actually supporting the work we do. Honestly. I think it's one thing to like someone and like, oh yeah, I'll check in with their content here and there. Mm-hmm. And then another to really champion them and really support everything that they do. And it just brought like, you know, when things start flashing across your mind, it's like Bright Future Academy, international retreats, raising money for homelessness, raising money for school in Tanzania, like
even just listening to the podcast
and we've been nominated for an award for that as well. It's like to be an award nominated podcast, to have people listening to you from all over, and then on top of that to be at the award show,
right?
And so many people are like, I've been watching your content for years, we've been listening to the podcast, it's so transformative. I was at an event on Thursday, the same thing. It's like God is just reminding me so much of how impactful this work is. And for me, awards are nice, they are, but impact is better. And I'm so appreciative, not only for this award, but for the fact that this award symbolizes that we're having an impact, we're having a positive impact on you guys, and we're having a positive impact on the world. And that for me is just the entire philosophy of my work. So thank you. Like, honestly, thank you so much for rocking with us. Thank you for making the work that we do effective. And all I can hope is that I can continue to serve you, you know, Rising Star today.
Our queen. Rising Star today, establish that tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Okay. It's called Rising because I want you guys to know that what we're doing here is literally the tip of
the
iceberg.
Oh, it's just the beginning, baby.
Some of the things, look, as Courtney said, we are so grateful. And honestly, as your friend, I am so proud of you. I literally
thank
said
you for encouraging me.
Girl.
I came home late at night after the award show. Renee was asleep in true Renee fashion.
Of course, actually.
But there was a plate of brownies waiting for me. And it was amazing because the next day I flew to Italy. So that's why I'm looking all tanned up.
Glowing.
Your girl just got back from Italy. It was fantastic.
Oh, glowing chocolatey goodness. Chocolatey goodness for a chocolate girl. Oh my God. But honestly, I'm so proud of you, friend. I just think that even as we're continuing to work on TMS and step into all of these spaces, like this is literally just the tip of honoring you and the work that you do. And sisters, thank you for championing Courtney, like genuinely from the bottom of our hearts. Like she said, it's not just about, you know, the achievement or the award or having something pretty to show. We care about the work that we do, we care about you, and it's so beautiful to know that that is reciprocated.
Honestly,
that the sisters that we meet actually care about our work but also care about us. Like there's something so special and beautiful about that. We just pray that we can continue that work and continue to have that relationship with you guys through the work that we do, but also in the content that we put out. You're gonna see some really crazy, interesting, ambitious stuff coming from us in the next, forget months, the next few years. So we really hope that you know that we are as committed to this work, this impact, as you guys have been committed to us. So
supporting
thank
us.
You guys,
honestly,
this award
thank
is for this
so much. Literally, this is for us. We are it's a rising community, and it's crazy because we are getting so much recognition from such high places. Hint follow me on LinkedIn because I have a few updates coming very soon.
You absolutely should.
About things that TMS has been up to, what I've been up to. It's just guys, it's crazy times.
It's
crazy times.
It's giving rising.
Yeah.
Fire.
Thank you guys so much. And onwards and upwards.
Onwards and upwards. Oh, our parents are proud. Even my mom, she said, honestly, so corny. I said, congratulations. I said, you have her number. Send her message.
Auntie, I'm going to message you.
She will be waiting for you. She does. You know what's funny? I actually came across, I was actually going to post this, of a like selfie that you and my mom took at my graduation. And I was like, this
there's
is
even
so
more.
Random,
send it to me. Send it to me so I can make it my WhatsApp DP.
Of course. And then she, oh, Courtney. And she would copy
that's
you.
That's my sis. That's my auntie. That's my girl.
Anyways, it's fine. We have wars with our parents where it feels like her parents have adopted me and my parents have adopted her. 100%. And it's like,
her mom's one of my favorite people on WhatsApp.
Oh yeah, she stays entertaining. One of my favorite people on WhatsApp,
Yeah.
You know those aunties that actually, anyways, my mom stays updating her WhatsApp status and I love her.
I love it. I love it.
But sisters, thank you so much. In terms of housekeeping, do we have anything else? I would say, sisters, continue to purchase our book and support us.
Oh my gosh,
we
haven't talked about that thing in a while.
And the paperback.
Yeah. Oh!
The paperback is coming out soon. So if I were you, not only is the paperback coming out soon, the US version of our book is
coming out very soon. Yeah.
We outside.
So girlies, please ride out.
We need you to come outside and go to the bookstore. If you don't want to go outside, don't worry. Amazon is available inside.
There we go.
But sisters, thank you so much for the immense support that we've had with this book. We've had so many great reviews and we continue to invite reviews. If you already have a copy of the book, please, please, please give us a review. Yes, give us something. Share with your girlies. And if you haven't picked up a copy just yet, we would encourage you to do so. Especially if you are interested in building those lifelong friendships.
Yeah,
and you also want to get it before the paperback comes out because there's always special stuff coming with the paperback. So don't be lost.
This is really our year. Can you guys imagine? We published that book in March this year.
Crazy. We published that book in March. We were able to travel to flipping Indonesia for our retreat.
Beautiful place.
We were able to also raise over 10 grand.
Oh, to build a school. And now we're going to flipping
Hackney Empire.
Listen, what God cannot do does not exist.
Shout out to
Jerry.
Come on. Sorry, guys. I really want to know, anyone listening out there, whose parents listens to Jerry Eze? Because is it...
My mum even has another one. It's called Alpha Hour.
Stop it. Sometimes we're really showing our parents' business. My mum will have the phone and then the screen. I'm like, why do you have this? Oh, I'm recording the phone and the phone for later. And I'm like... But
it's on YouTube.
Anyways, to God be the glory.
I will not miss this.
And this is why our destinies are so secure, because we are.
And that's why
mothers.
Whoever has put my name in a calabash because of my throat, you're not gonna succeed. My mum is on prayer lines 24/7.
Do you know that our parents have been praying for us before we were even made into existence?
Do you think Rose that was in Kumasi, Auntie Rose that was in Kumasi, she'll let you defeat me? Hello, hell.
Hello, hell. Chosen the wrong one, baby. Our mothers pray. Okay, they pray. They said that their weapons shall fall.
But they will not prosper.
You will not prosper.
But we will.
And we will prosper well.
Hallelujah.
Glory be. Thank you, Jesus. Sisters.
Common housekeeping has become an exhortation. Anyway.
But it is, because when you're housekeeping, surely you're...
It's so true. You're 100%. 100%.
But sisters, thank you for rocking with us whilst we were cleaning the house.
On to the next thing.
Because whilst our house is clean and swept, others, we must help them with such a task.
Our ministry begins.
And on that note, we have a ding, ding, ding.
Dilemma.
Let's get into it. Hi, Courtney and Renee.
Hello.
Firstly, thank you for everything that you do. Aww. Your words and advice has helped and guided me on numerous occasions. You really are doing God's work, and I pray for nothing but success and happiness for you both.
Amen. Thank you so much.
God bless you. Thank you. I'm currently 21 and a babes from London.
Nice.
My dilemma is this. I dated a guy when I first started university. He was about 3 years older than me and we had the most beautiful relationship until a few months in, he asked if we could go back to being friends because his mental health wasn't in a good enough place to sustain a relationship.
Respect that.
We attempted to be friends, but the lines were blurry for almost 2 years. We would cross a lot of our boundaries physically and emotionally during this time, and our communication skills were terrible from both ends. During these confusing times, he had disrespected me quite a lot, from only continuing conversations if they were of a sexual nature, flirting with my roommate whilst having told me he has feelings for me, ignoring my messages, etc. He also reached out to me a few months later whilst being in a new relationship. After this, I completely ended contact with him for a while. I have told him that I can't speak to him currently because I would like to do my final year of university without this drama, but will reach out when I know what to do. My dilemma is I still have very deep feelings for him. All my friends would tell me it's a bad idea to go back, but I'm scared I will regret it in the future if I don't try it now, that me and him are both certain about our feelings for each other. He wants to work through things together and is willing to do whatever it takes to make things right and make up for everything he's done. He's put himself in therapy to learn more about himself and work through things, so he's trying to be a better person. But I'm not sure whether to trust him. Help us, sis. I'm not sure whether to give it another chance. Thanks in advance. Lots of love from a sis.
You too. I'm not sure. I feel like it's tough. Sometimes the actions that we display when we're not in the best mental space obviously don't reflect the best of our character. Mm-hmm. They may be true to who we are in the moment, mm-hmm. but after a while, I'm sure all of us have had seasons in the past where we just weren't our best selves, and we would like to be forgiven and allowed to move on from that prison of like who we used to be in a bad season. Yeah. And I completely believe in allowing people to grow past mm-hmm. where they've been. I would like to know how long has elapsed mm. since this time of like that period of disrespect, or that season of like, things are very grey, it's a bit of a situationship, I'm kind of being used or treated in a way that, you know, doesn't align with how I want to be. I'd want to know how long ago that was, just to know if there really has been enough time for change to have developed. Mm. I think going to therapy is a very mature thing to do. And if you can bring yourself to kind of take things slowly again with him and establish that you're getting to know him over again, and you're trying to see if his words match up to his actions mm. and for how long, because again, there's another amount of time which you and now need to let him show you who he is now. And if you can look past that, then maybe this is your one. You know, I think people evolve constantly, and I'm not the person who's like, I'll never go back to your ex. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But your ex may have grown, they may have changed, mm-hmm. things, circumstances may have changed. And I think as well with mental health, it takes a lot sometimes to get out of that season, and it can be a drastic change, mm-hmm. but also it requires so much work over time that it's a constant work. Maybe now he's showing better behaviors, mm-hmm. but it's good to make sure you see that over time. Don't just assume that, oh, now he's better and he'll always be better.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? No. Let's see how he performs over time. Let's see how he treats me. And I'd actually say entertain being friends for a season, because I think if he cannot be nice to you as friends, it may be quite upsetting to now only be nice to you because, oh, you're in an exclusive relationship, or, oh, there's some kind of sexual exchange there, and that's the only reason why he's treating you well. I would like to see his character towards you on just a friendship basis and not when romance is involved, mm-hmm. because I think that's when you'll really see who he is. Now, of course, it may still be a bit, you know, biased because he's trying to get to know you romantically, but in order to guard your heart, I would say take your time with this one. Mm-hmm. Don't give away too much of yourself which you're not comfortable with, mm-hmm. Just to keep him around. I think he has more proving to do than you do, and so allow him to prove himself to you that he's trustworthy, especially knowing his track record and the fact that he has hurt you in the past. But at the same time, your friends in real life may be seeing something we obviously can't see and you can't see, which is that maybe this guy is no good. And I would actually sit down, let's be real, I would actually sit down with them and kind of talk with your immediate counsel and your sisterhood who you trust about how you're feeling, and ask them for genuine wisdom and advice, right? Because there may be very good merit, more than just, oh, he treated you wrong in a season but now he's better, but we still don't like him. Maybe there's actually reason for like, no, we know this guy, right? And we're able to see without the blind spots of, oh, we're so in love with him, he could be the one. And from what we're seeing, we don't like him for you. He's not good for you, he's not healthy for you. And I think if this love has been toxic before, it will take a lot of work on his part and to some degree on your part to make sure it never goes down that road again. And so for me, if this was me personally, I'd give it a bit of space just so that he can really get his feet grounded in his healing journey and do that walk over time. And then I would allow myself to assess that from afar. So I'd still be friends with him, and I'd still catch up with him from time to time. And I think you would really benefit from like maybe dating other people and seeing how they treat you as well, because you're very young. Like 21, I think you may not have dated that many people either. And so it may be worth also seeing how do other people treat you, you know, how do other people date, how do other men or people behave, and then that may actually show you that this man is not the be all and end all either. So yeah, that's what I'd say.
Hook, line, and sinker.
I try my best.
I feel like you literally covered all of the points in my head. Mm. Like, as you were speaking, I was, that's it. Oh, yeah, she touched on that one.
I try. I may be sick, but my brain still works.
There we go. It may be a physical manifestation of sickness, but everything is working.
Come on, somebody. Thank you.
To all of the sisters that are going through the flu or whatever is being picked up around this season, it's quite disgusting. Even me, like, literally a few days ago, I couldn't breathe through my nose. What a catastrophe. I absolutely adore everything that you said, especially just around, like, time and also environment. I think that is really important for you to give yourself time. There is no need to rush. And I think sometimes we can, when we're in the moment, it feels as though we're time bound or like we need to rush or there's some kind of like urgency to it. And I think because you've had that time apart, but also you've had that time to kind of be together, there is no rushing stepping back into something with this guy. Even if he is your quote unquote soulmate, it's a long time to be entertaining somebody that is your soulmate. You know, you got some time at 21. And I actually really liked what you were saying around heeding what your friends have picked up on around him and about him. I think oftentimes it can be the opposite, right? Where many of us discount what our friends actually have to say about our partners, whether it be due to, jealousy, evil eye, you don't get it, all that kind of stuff. But if you have friends that have stood the test of time, friends that actually care about you and friends that tell you the truth, I think it would be worth listening to wise counsel about 100%. This man in particular and 100%. Kind of taking that into account. So I definitely echo, take your time with it and also take in that wise counsel. Definitely date around, definitely explore, like, who are you? Like, when it comes to romantic relationships outside of this guy, outside of your soulmate, what do you like? What do you not like? What are areas for you? Even reflect on, like, this last period of being apart. What have you learned? What have you progressed in? What have you regressed in? Where are areas that you might find tricky when it comes to relating love, especially individually? What are, you mentioned that obviously he's going to therapy, but have you gone to therapy? Would you like to explore that? What are the ways that he can love you differently now that it just wasn't adequate before? So I think also having some kind of element of your own personal journey as it pertains to the love that you seek to reciprocate in a relationship would be really, really helpful. That's just true. So that you're also quite decisive around what your needs are in a relationship. And just even that, right, being super clear, what are your needs from this relationship
and what are
now?
Your boundaries?
Exactly. What are your boundaries now? I like what you were saying around taking the sexual element away from it. Like, obviously we're Christians, so, you know, that's off the table right now anyway, but it is very helpful to explore a relationship with this person that doesn't have the physical sexual element. Having some kind of platonic basis to that relationship really allows you to examine, is this the person that I actually want to spend time with, spend the rest of my life with? And again, getting that information, collecting that data over a span of time, because you can actually afford to take your time now.
Honestly.
And I think also you mentioned you're in final year. Girl, focus. Baby.
Girl, you don't need the stress.
You know what I'm saying? This is something that you can definitely pick up on a little bit later down the line. And I think if you've managed 3 years apart, you can definitely manage a couple more months apart whilst you really focus on 100%. You. And it also gives him time to focus on himself, whatever he's doing.
Yeah.
So if you do end up in a relationship, at least you're prepared. Or at least you're at least on the journey of being prepared. So that's what I would say, sis. Wishing you all the best of luck. As always, we'd love to invite the sisters that are listening in. Do you have any advice for our young little sis who has been through it when it comes to the relationships, you know, their first love? So we'd love to hear your thoughts. Please drop it like it's hot in the comment section below. We may also post it across our social media. So we'd love to see your comments in those spaces too. But if you have any advice, any experiences that you would like to share, please, please, please. Any words of affirmation as well. You know, we are a very positive community, so we don't want any trolling, we don't want any rudeness, because it's not even us that will handle you, it's the other sisters that 100%. Will handle you. So we don't do that here. No Sis, sending you lots of love. Keep us updated. Keep us updated on how final year goes. We really pray that it's a fruitful year for you. Really pray that this is a time where you'll be able to cultivate that focus, that discipline, and that you'll be rewarded through that focus and discipline too.
Amen.
But moving on into the pièce de la résistance.
Okay, come on, somebody.
Come on, somebody with a little bit of France. I know the French sister's been missing me. I know you have. I'm back. Now, this episode was actually inspired by a whole bunch of conversations that I've been having in real life, but also I've been seeing online around friendship and just the reality of you know, having lifelong friends. And obviously we've written a book about it, but we're continuing to develop, change, all that kind of good stuff. And a couple of questions have been bubbling up and surfacing on the internet recently. The first one being around cutting off friends. Now, we've spoken at length around, you know, cutting off friends, when it's helpful, when it's not helpful, what are the limitations, what are the benefits? And a really interesting kind of subsection of that conversation came up around married friends, or, you know, friends that are, you know, having children, or they're just at a particular difficult life stage, or even a really great life stage, but it commands a lot of their attention. And there was actually the example of a lady who had basically cut off all of her friends because she got married, and then found herself in a pickle because her and her husband were fighting frequently, and then she felt like she didn't have anyone to turn to. I mean, And then there were other kind of examples of people who had similarly got into a relationship, alienated their friends. And there was quite a lot of backlash online, in person, from single friends who also felt a bit jaded and was like, oh, maybe I need to cut off all of my married friends. But yeah, I wanted to open the conversation with cutting off friendships and the impact of relationships on friendships. How do women who are both in relationships, but also like they may be single, they may not actually just desire, you know, a relationship, how do we as women navigate the push and pull element of being in a romantic relationship with being in a platonic
relationship?
Exactly.
This is very interesting to me, because I think we need to realize that they both serve different purposes.
Right.
And I think the reason why people are like, oh, I'm in a romantic relationship now, I can cut off my friends, is because they think their friends are fillers. Like, it's just the fill in for until I get my romantic partner. And that just shows that you don't really have a true understanding of the beauty of a friend, right? Like, yes, there is... there is immense beauty in being in a romantic, committed relationship or whatever. And it requires a lot of attention, a lot of energy, and a lot of cultivating. And I think that is one thing I'm going to come to as well, because I think the issue here is understanding. Understanding what friendship is, understanding what seasons are. So when you understand that, okay, cool, a romantic relationship is great, you also need to understand that friendships have their benefits in great deals. Wise counsel. People who are external to you, who can see things from a completely different vantage point to you. People who can provide you support, even on the journey of these milestones that you were mentioning, marriage, kids, home ownership, career transitions, whatever. I think when you start to realize that there is the sanctity of relationships and your partner, but then there's also the sanctity of your friendship and your sisters. And when you start to dishonor that, when you start to say like, oh, I can drop my friends because I've got my man, you haven't had a true understanding of what sisters are, right? Because a man can't come and replace a sister. He really can't, right? Your husband can't be your sisters. You can't be his brothers either, right? You are his wife, or he is your husband. And that's a very specific role, and it's a beautiful role, and you should just let him play that role. But also you need to have a value for the fact that there are other people in your life who play other roles as well. It's like you saying, I'm married now, I don't need my family, because I've moved on to creating my own family. No.
Baby, who's going to take care of those kids?
Do you get what I mean? It's like something that is in our book, and you say often, which is there have to be many planets in your solar system. There have to be different things. Like, no one can be your sun. No one can be the center of your universe. It's just too much pressure. I think it's interesting, though, because sometimes as a friend who has, as someone whose friend may go through a significant life change, and now their energy needs to be redistributed, and their time and everything needs to be reevaluated. Sometimes we don't give enough grace to the fact that their life is drastically changing. And I think that that's because, again, we don't know the beauty and the difference of marriage, and how it differs from a friendship. Do you get what I mean? So you may be thinking like, okay, yeah, you're married, yeah, you just have another best friend. No, this is a different sort of relationship that requires a different kind of commitment from me. Do you get what I mean? And I would hope that in this adjustment period, you would give me the grace to adjust as my friend, right? And sometimes it may look like, especially as if it's in the beginning, like I think of our friends who have had children, right?
Yep.
Your children are so needy, like in the most necessary way. Like your children need you, they need you around. I don't need you that much. No. Do you know what I mean? And so as much as I may be thinking, oh, friendship is not the same, your life is not the same. And I think as a friend, there's a level of understanding and support which I should be able to provide you, which is I need to now recognize that you are living a different context. And sometimes that leads to feelings of grief, because it's like now the friendship dynamic we had, or the friend that I had before, is gone. And with things like marriage and children, they're probably never going to come back. Do you get what I mean? Like that time when we were young, single, here, we can go out whenever, talk on the phone outside, whenever, or outside, it's gone now. And I think some people get into the flow of managing things better. And I think a good way, a good practical way that I've seen a lot of my friends who have gotten married or had kids have done it so well is they bring you into that new universe.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Like, oh, no, come and chill with me and my partner. Come and chill with me and my child. Come and let's now make this just a bigger picture with more people versus me trying to find exclusive time with you, exclusive time with them.
You know what's interesting about that though, like controversial take from a lot of people is, oh, I don't really want to be around like single,
what the bloody hell is that?
I don't want to bring my single friends around my husband.
Okay, let's talk about that.
Mingle with single,
let's talk about that. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about that. Someone who is not married. Yeah, I think it's really interesting when people talk like that, because I think, okay, let me step back. I understand wanting to be with people who may have a similar life stage with you, because you can talk about things and they can feedback from a specific perspective.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know what I mean? If you're in uni and I'm in uni, we can talk about uni things. And it just hits different from someone who graduated 10 years ago telling you, or someone who's not in secondary school. Do you know what I mean?
Not even in education.
Hasn't done GCSEs telling you things.
Yeah.
However, wisdom can exist in so many different ways in so many different people. A single person can tell you something from their perspective because they aren't in a relationship, and it really benefit you because they remind you that as much as you are now married and as much as you are now one with someone, you are a whole person by yourself as well. Do you know what I mean? And they have that perspective because they're not in a marriage, right? Or the same way single friends, no, one second, I will say this. There are some single friends which take the absolute piss. Do you get what I mean? No, let's be serious. There are some times where it's like, there may be an entitlement there. She was my friend before she was your wife. And it's like, okay, but you know, relax. You're not married to her.
Especially those of the opposite gender.
Do you get what I mean? Or like, that was my boy before. Okay, but I'm her boy now.
Yes.
And I do think that there needs to be respect and honor for boundaries. But all of these things also come down to communication.
Yeah.
I think what can be very offensive about that conversation, like I don't want single friends, is it insinuates something, which is one, we can't offer profitable wisdom to people as if marriage is an elevator. Do you get what I mean?
That really frustrates me as well, because y'all got married, like that's okay.
But what is the difference between you today and you yesterday before you went to the altar?
This is the thing, instead of you to use your resources to try and bring your single people together, because now you're married and since you have access to this pool of wisdom, start the work.
Tarry. But even that, right? Like now your entire, just because you're married now, and I know some people be hating.
Yeah.
Your entire personality doesn't need to be your marriage.
Yeah,
and it doesn't have to be your relationship, right? And it doesn't have to be just, oh, now you're sitting down and talking about my husband, me, my man, my man. I get there's a level of excitement and stuff like that. But also you need to understand that you're still, especially when it comes to sisterhood, you're still serving your friends, right?
Yeah.
And you still have to be there for them. And it may feel like, oh, it's really stretching, but that's life.
That is life.
Do you know what I mean? 100. Adaptation requires a bit of discomfort. And you are adapting. You're adapting to a new lifestyle and new pressures and new demands on you. But I hate the insinuation that comes with that narrative, which is either your friends are trying to cross boundaries all the time and single people just are unable to understand boundaries.
Just don't get it.
Do you know what I mean? Or like, I don't want my single friends around my man because what if my man gets tempted or they just act some way with my man? You needed to have picked a better partner.
And better friends too.
So how about that? Be absolutely realistic.
I don't know. I just couldn't imagine in any like form or way like my friend's partner and just being like, ooh, I want to entice them.
Do you get what I mean? And also that not then be if it ever happened or something was to ever happen that made the person like the wife feel uncomfortable, that there wouldn't be a good conversation after that.
Oh, 100%.
There would be 100%. A very necessary conversation 100%. After that.
Even your other friends would notice and be like, sister,
you don't do
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Come you don't do that. And I think that's why, like, what we do and the conversations we have as well as our book are important, because they lay down ground rules for sisterhood, which is we may actually need to end up having some very uncomfortable conversations because boundaries cannot be violated this.
100%.
And there's a way to talk to your friends because they're learning and you're learning at the same time. So it may be that, you know, something you thought you didn't think would make you uncomfortable has now made you uncomfortable, you know? Maybe your friend talking to your partner past a certain time has now made you feel a little bit like, it's not that I think you're doing anything inappropriate, but I just don't think you guys should have that kind of relationship.
So,
and I think it's uncomfortable, but it's worth having that conversation with your friend respectfully and with your partner respectfully. And I think sometimes in these situations what can easily be lost is respect. Right, as soon as you enter into a relationship or you enter into motherhood or you enter into a new phase, you see it as an elevation versus just a change.
That's good.
And it's like you haven't left your friends behind, right? Your friends are still on the same playing field as you. They're still on the same level ground as you. You just might be playing in a different field now. Do you get what I mean? So you can still walk over and talk to them. Your situation just may be completely different, but don't see it as you've now gone to the major leagues and your friend is are sitting in the minor leagues, because then we need to have a conversation about patriarchy.
Wow, boy, boy, oh boy. She spitting. A voice that was spit today that has never been spit off. So tangential, but my little sister, one of my sisters, sent me a challenge and was like, I want you to, like, when we're speaking together, say all of your words as if you're speaking from the King James Bible. And I was like, you are, first of all, hilarious. Second of all, I've been doing it. And I'm just like adding an earth at the end of every word. But no, I think you're absolutely spot on, right? This whole idea that a lot of these quote unquote achievements, or rather these life changes that women go through, are posed as achievements. Therefore, it starts to create a specific power dynamic between us and our friends. And all of a sudden, our friends are no longer worthy, or, oh, you just don't get me. And it's like, have you actually tried to communicate what is going on with you? And have you actually tried to make a bridge? And I think equally for friends that are single or friends that are not in that particular, like, life place with their friends, it's really about having grace and understanding that priorities will have to change in particular seasons, right?
So, and also the way you serve your friend now may look different.
It may look different, but also your friend may not always have the, they may not be well equipped to articulate what they need. So for example, I think of like some of our friends who have had children for the first time. They may not be equipped to actually say what they need, but it's just about being present and actually learning on the go and trying not to be too frustrated, because it's so easy for you to kind of go, well, she didn't articulate what she needed. She didn't know what she needed
at all.
I can't even imagine or fathom some of the pain or pressure or stress that first time mothers go through. Even second, any kind of like season of motherhood is really stretching and really stressful. So I think even for single friends, if you are noticing like changes in your friends and they're not very forthcoming with those changes, or it takes them a little bit of time to communicate that, having grace and actually, again, assuming the best of intentions and understanding that because it's a new season, a new phase of their life, they may not just have the equipment they need just yet to give you what you need to be able to help them in that particular way. Especially with friends with kids, like, yo, that is a learn on the job. Like, look, when one of our friends, Miss, like, she, when she gave birth, all of us were looking around like,
so do you know what to do?
So what do we do with this? Yes, like, what do we do with this young, complete
child?
This is a child. And now it's like, hey, where's the kid?
Yeah.
We're not here for you. We love you. Bring our nephew. Bring our niece.
But it's also then taking time to also see her outside of motherhood. I think it would be great to bring her on an episode.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
But 100%. In terms of, like, you are my friend, and yes, I've gone through a change, but I'm still my person.
Exactly.
And so can you still love me as a person and not just a mother? I think it's also like, again, there are some very special things your sisters do for you, because now you've changed role, you have a new title, you have a new responsibility.
Exactly.
But they can remind you that that's not just all you are. You're still our friend. You still get to be Renee. You still get to be Courtney. You don't just have to be X's mom or so-and-so's wife. You can be you.
And some of them, not that they're bad vibes, but like your partner or your kids, they may annoy you. They may not like the 100%. Same things that you do. And you're out here trying to force this guy or this girl or
to
this
do
baby.
Something with you.
You're not interested. Your friends wanted to go with you to the cinema.
He even wants you to leave the house.
He doesn't want you around today, babe. He wants to go with his boys to play
poker.
And it
doesn't make him a bad person. No. And it doesn't make you bad for wanting to have your own time.
He still loves you, but he's not going to go to the nail shop
there
with you.
Go.
Even though he definitely needed that money. Yeah, a lot of you guys
did. A good old penny. But it's okay. That's you know, right. Have friends, guys. Like,
it's all right.
Don't and I also think off. The nature of adult friendships in general is we understand.
Yeah.
Like, we might not be able to see each other every week like we used to, or every month even. We understand that, you know, spa trips on the weekend have now just become FaceTime calls on a Wednesday. Okay. And that we should have some level of patience and understanding as well for our friends, which is
absolutely.
That seasons come and seasons go. So your love remains the same.
Well, pivoting a little bit more into this whole idea of like cutting off friends and also building bridges. Have you ever been cut off by a friend?
Yes. Yes. And I can even say now, like from all self-reflection, it was deserved.
Courtney said, I did that wrong.
Yeah. And it's been painful because when you can really sit down and realize, oh, shoot. I've actually really messed up. I had a friend who was getting married and I didn't RSVP let me be fully honest, I was going to, but I did. She closed the RSVP early and she was like, you were the only person I was waiting on to say. And she was like, wow. I know you're busy, but like, this is something that matters to me. I wanted you to show like an eager excitement that I'm getting married and stuff. And, you know, it was just kind of like, oh, I didn't realize that this hurt you so much. And so I was trying to reconcile the relationship and it was more like a no. I'm not, you're basically blocked. And I was like, whoa, I didn't think, and this happened this year. Like we released a book on friendship and one of my friends cut me off this year.
Wow.
And it was like, okay, what is the learning curve here? And I think similarly to the previous conversation we were just having, I think when you don't bring your friends in on your mindset and your feelings towards your season, there's a lot of miscommunication and misunderstanding that is inevitable.
Absolutely.
So for example, this season to me was, this year in general, was very overwhelming and like very busy. But this was a season for her where I was like, this is something I've been waiting for. We've been praying for years. And I expected you to show up like this. And I similarly expected her to show up like this. And we were just missing each other because those expectations were not expressed. And so it then became like, you're hurt and I'm hurt because I don't feel supported. You don't feel celebrated. How can we move forward from this? And I think sometimes I really miss her actually. And it's one of them things that like grieves me. But I also think it has helped me to learn that you're constantly learning people and you will inevitably make some mistakes. And sometimes you cannot control what the outcome of those mistakes is. It's not always a have a conversation, squash it and give each other a hug.
Yeah.
Sometimes your friend is going to be like, no, you've actually broken my heart. And so it's over. And that was very much like, whoa, like, because it's never, and this is why sometimes I try to give grace to people who are like, I'm going through a bad season or, you know, my friends are bad vibes. And I try to see things from the other perspective because I have been there where it's like, I'm not trying to be malicious. Maybe I'm just bad at organization or I'm bad at this or I'm bad at that. And you would hope your friends give you grace, but also you cannot control what grace looks like in a season, you know?
Wow, thanks so much for your transparency.
No worries. I miss you, babe.
If you're
ever
listening
listen
to this,
I really do.
We miss you, baby girl. Yeah. Come back home. You know them exes.
You know what that reminds me of? Did you see that video of that man one day though, who was like, Shante, I messed up.
That's what I was thinking.
And he did like a cross. Ah! I want you back.
No, heartbreak will do that to you.
Sickness.
Heartbreak. Yeah. Sickness will any do that kind to of you. Heartbreak. Not even just romantic. Friendship heartbreak will have you in a
literally, home. I called that girl like 17 times. I was like, please pick up the phone. I'm so sorry.
Shantae,
are
you listening?
But everyone needs space, I think.
Yeah, they do.
But yeah, how about you? Have you experienced a friendship breakup?
I have experienced friendship breakups, but they've often always been like driftings. So it's kind of like nothing super malicious has happened, but it's more so we have been so caught up that we actually haven't like checked in. And because such significant life changes have happened, can we still call each other friends in this particular season? It's really given acquaintance.
It happens all the time.
And it's unfortunate when you don't have capacity to bring them closer. So it's I feel like we've reached the point where we've become acquaintances rather than friendships, but I actually don't have, it sounds terrible, I don't have a friendship opening right here. Like I physically, mentally cannot, I'm already hanging on with all my other friends. I'm trying to be super intentional, but I know that you need a friend to show up in this particular way. I don't have capacity for this. So we actually have to stay at this particular distance. Like, it's always mad love. Yeah. It's always my door is open and vice versa. Yeah. But it was so difficult coming to terms with the fact that I don't have capacity to be close to everyone. Especially if you know, like, the people around you. I feel like for me, there's been a lot of people that I've come across that are wonderful people. And I'm like, oh, I wish we could be closer. And it's like, oh, intentionality and all that kind of stuff. But sometimes it doesn't work because you are one human that only can give a finite amount of resources. Yeah. And that frustrates me because I often find myself in a position where I'm stretched thin.
You want to do more.
I want to do more. I really want to be friends with you, but I can't be this level of intimate with you. And that's been hard and tough, especially in adulthood. I feel like when you're younger in secondary school and all that kind of stuff, it's easy because you're 100. Around these people all the time. 100. But when you're an adult and you have competing responsibilities, priorities, you're trying to, you know, drink your water, you're trying to work a 9 to 5 or 9 to 10 or whatever, you only have a finite amount of you to give left over. And it's like, I now actually have to make a very difficult decision to say, we can't be close right now. As much as I would love to, we can't be close. So even for me, it's been, it's hard culling my friends, but and not even culling, I wouldn't say cutting off, it's more so distancing or more so like stretching our relationship out to be more acquaintance-like than friends-like. And yeah, that was hard, especially over the past like 2 years or so. Man, and it's obviously it's come at the expense of actually having friends that are like ride or dies. Like there's people that I proper pour into that are like my intimate friends, that they're the ones that I will call up on any single given day and be like, yo, hello. Hi, what's good? But then there's other people that I'm like, we used to be tight, man.
Yeah.
We used to be so, so, so tight. And I am sad that I've had to grieve this friendship in this particular phase, but I also have to give myself grace and you grace that we actually don't have capacity for this level of closeness. And that's hard.
Tough freaking times.
And that is deep for tight. And what's interesting, I think I brought this up in like a previous episode, like ages ago, but I'm thinking about the book that I read by Bonnie Ware around the top 5 regrets that people have at the end of their life. She was a care nurse for like people that were suffering from terminal diseases and illnesses. And one of the top 5 was, I wish I had spent more time with my friends and I wish I had invested in my friendships. When we're like bleating on about friendships, it's not because, oh, you know, friendship is a new hype or whatever. It's because this is genuinely connected to your actual well-being, health, happiness. And happiness. And if you don't invest in those friendships now, at least a few people to really, really invest in, I tell you, there are certain things that will knock you back in life that you really need people for. I was also listening to one of the more recent sermons by Mike Todd, now that he's back from sabbatical. I love that for you, brother. I'm so
Pastor Mike Todd.
Honestly, man. I love that for you, man.
And I have actually a whole think piece on that, but it's not the episode for it. So
it's not the episode. We'll put that for
we love side.
We do. We have a lot of love for you and a lot of respect for his ministry. Yeah. And his most recent sermon was The Power of Pairs and talking about why it's so important to do life with other people. And most people will look at that and think, oh, romantic. But he was talking about community and friendship and all that kind of stuff. And there was a really funny example that he used. You know him, he loves his dramatics, where, you know, in the Bible, it says a righteous man falls down 7-8 times. And he was like, I'm falling And literally, he had two or three of his friends behind him that had to like preempt when he was falling. And you know, Mike Todd, he's a nonsense man. I'm falling. I'm like, man, you can even fall in a straight line. And I thought what was beautiful about that example was his capacity to get back up wasn't predicated on just his strength alone. It was an equal and opposite force of his friend catching him. And it just made me think of, friendships are so important because they are a direct opposite force to the fall that you're experiencing in your life. You need that force opposing the direct impacts of that fall so it doesn't break you. In fact, it pushes you back up because and you're able to stand. It makes me think of, you know, when you're setting a bone and it's been broken and you need all of this like structure to hold it in place. That's what friendships are. You won't be able to heal well or heal straight if you don't have community or structures around you to facilitate that. And I think that as much as friendships can often be tough, they are so necessary to ensure that you continue on the straight and narrow.
100% And I think for a lot of us, we try to think we are stronger than we are. And we forget how much of our strength is linked to the people that we have around us or the people we have encountered in our past. The person you are now is not just the sum of your will. Do you know what I mean? And your perseverance and your discipline and all of these personal growth stuff. Do you get what I mean? Like, no, you are not a sum. Nothing can be born out of nothing. Do you know what I mean? It always takes something to make something. And so if you are a bad person, it's probably because of all the things that you've been around, you've seen that have happened to you at the hands of other people. And similarly, if you're a great person, it's probably because of what has happened to you within community and the way people have nurtured you, groomed you, all of that, all of those things. If we get so caught up in thinking, no, I am great in and of myself, and we take for granted the fact that there are all these pillars holding us up, we will crumble. It's like when somebody takes the rug from under your feet, you'll realize that actually I was standing on something, right? And it's so easy to forget you're standing on something. Like we were joking about our mother's prayers, right? We're standing on something. We're not just women. We're not self-made. We're not just, we didn't pop out of nowhere. We are the sum of something which maybe we cannot explain or we didn't even see. We are the sum of support and people wishing us well and people sacrificing to be there for us, people encouraging us on a daily basis. And all these things couldn't just come from us because we are finite. We are going through this human experience where we're feeling 360 emotions. There is sadness, there is defeat, there is joy, and there is motivation. But there are people around us who remind us to stay tuned in and grounded as well in the fact that we are loved and we are cared for. And there will always be a village of people who are cheering us on. And if you forget that and you start to believe in this lie that kind of is within our generation that, oh no, you could do everything by yourself, quickly you will find yourself in the face of your greatest enemy and there will be no army behind you. And that is very scary, especially when you convince yourself that you are the strongest almighty soldier. Some enemies do win.
Some weapons will prosper.
You let them. It's like, it reminds me of like the biblical story of David and Jonathan. I am very sure Saul in all his power could have killed Jonathan 100%. If it wasn't for God's preservation, but also if it wasn't for, so I'm very sure that Saul could have killed David if it wasn't for God's preservation and for Jonathan's warning, if it wasn't for him coming and saying, hey, my dad is trying to kill you, go and cover your back, and losing his own life in the process, he wouldn't have survived, right? And he could have thought, oh no, but I'm David, I'm God's anointed, no weapon formed against me can prosper. No, there is a very real weapon that is forming against you that could prosper. And if it wasn't for the warning of your friend, right, where would you have been? And I think it's that. It's also having people around you who were born for a time of adversity, who were actually born for a time where they are to see you through some of the hardest moments, because everyone thinks they're great until a hard time comes and floors them and reminds them and humbles them. You need friends around you for those seasons as well. Like, you need friends around you. The Bible talks about how no greater love than this than a man would lay down his life for his friend.
His friend.
Get what I mean? So that friendship thing, don't take it lightly and don't think you can do life without it, because
I think it's is even that, right? Understanding that God doesn't always operate through us or Mm-mm. in us. He operates in other people to get 100%. To us, right? And understanding when we think of like God's anointed, God's chosen people, it's not just you operating Mm-mm. alone. When we think of the body of Christ, exactly. it's not the hand of Christ. You it's are not part the face of
a body.
You are part of a body.
You are
right?
a part of a body.
And I think that is one of the greatest lies that we are hearing in today, as you were in today's society, as you were saying, that we were meant to do this life alone, that you can't trust anybody. Yes, there's going to be hardships. Yes, there's going to be heart breaks. Yes, mm-hmm. people are going to disappoint you. But at the end of the day, it's often better to have loved mm-hmm. than to have not loved yes, at all. I can tell you that, but you might want to talk to those folk that are near the end of their lives mm-hmm. that also have those
exactly.
reflections.
Read that book. But also, like, even staying with the biblical examples, mm. it's like everyone doesn't want friends because everyone's scared of their Judas. Oh. Do you know what I mean? And it's like, but God had, I mean, Jesus had 11 other friends who carried, without these 11 other friends, there would be no Christianity. And, there would be no continued
and
legacy.
And notice that of those 11 other friends, all of them, they turned their back on Jesus.
100%.
But he still had to trust them.
Because he understood the flaw of humanity. And I think, again, that's another thing we mm-hmm, don't offer mm-hmm. people, which is we are expecting human beings to be perfect, despite the fact we know we aren't.
This is the thing. We're bad.
We give ourselves the benefit of the doubt all the time. I set you a challenge this week. Inspect your life for one thing, hypocrisy. Oh. I guarantee you there is one area in your life where you are a hypocrite. And this is not me like trying to slander you. I love you. I'm not trying to do that. But I mean in the sense that there is an area in your life which you say, oh, someone did this to me. But you have done it before. Right, you know, 100%. You've been a perpetrator. Or if you have done it, you also understood, oh, but these factors were in the way and someone did this and this happened to me. You give yourself grace. There is a grace and a patience we give to ourselves mm-hmm. that we are flawed human beings that sometimes we don't afford to others. And because we want people to be perfect towards us, whenever they do anything which hurts us, we think, nah, I don't need you around me. But you're forgetting as well that friendship also sharpens your character, exactly. right? Your friendship and endurance through your friendships. Because everyone's trying to run into romantic relationships and they haven't even endured through friendships. You can't even forgive your friends who you've been with for 10, 15 years. And yet you think your partner's going to do something. You're going to be like, no, I forgive you because you've got a ring on your finger. Covenants aren't about rings. Do you know what I mean? You can have a covenant with a friend. You can have a covenant with a partner. And if you can't respect covenants in friendship, you're going to have a hard time respecting the covenant of marriage, I believe.
I also think there was a YouTuber that I was listening to. I think his name is Alex. What's his last name? Maybe Alex Wilson. Mm. He was talking about the principle of iron sharpening iron, mm-hmm. right? And I think sometimes we use that in the hunky-dory way of like, oh, my friend is supporting me. And it's like, no, when iron sharpens iron, it's a gruesome process. Mm. It's very sharp. Mm-hmm. It's painful. And I think it's understanding that there will be times where your friendships are painful. If you are with people that allow you to feel comfortable all the time, they're not your friends, they're mm-hmm. your fans. But equally, if you are around people that all they do is hurt you, then you are not around friends.
They're not your friends, they're
your
enemies.
Those people don't like you. So it's striking the finite balance between understanding that there will be some processes and things that you go through with your friends that will hurt you. Yeah. But the ultimate aim is not to harm you. It is to hurt you so that you can do better.
Yeah.
Your friends need to be able to be people that can challenge you to do better and be better. Mm-hmm. And when you don't have those people around you, then you remain dull for the remainder of your life. And nobody wants to be dull. People want to be sharp. You need to be sharp to access things. Mm-hmm. You need to be sharp to fulfill purpose. You need to be sharp to be able to be the best that you can be in other relationships and other areas of your life. Your friends will help you to do that. You need people around you that care about you enough to tell you the truth, that care about you enough to say, look, sis, maybe that guy that you're dating, I don't know about him. I don't like him for you because I care about you and I know you. Yeah. You might need a friend to be like, maybe sis, the ditch is coming. And you're entering it.
And you're about to go
into it. In fact, you
it.
Might even be inside of it. And I will help you climb out. But I just wanted to let you know that you're in it because nobody else wanted to let you know.
And what's beautiful about this is you can then engage with conversation with your friend. Even though it's uncomfortable, still engaged. Still actually say, okay, why do you think he's not good for me? Like, let's actually sit down and talk about it, right? Mm-hmm. Why do you think my behavior right now may not be beneficial for me? Mm-hmm. Why do you think I'm in a ditch? Or why do you think I'm going in the wrong direction? Yep. You're allowed to have conversations. I think another reason why we're quick to... cut people off is we take their counsel as statements and not as conversation starters.
Exactly.
You can actually begin to engage in a conversation, which is advise me, walk me through your understanding of this situation and what made you get to here. Because maybe there's some parts of the picture which you're not seeing, so I can now explain to you why I'm acting the way I'm acting. Or maybe there are things in your perspective which I am not seeing, which now I can actually get to know. Mm-hmm. But if we do not seek out understanding, we're all going to be moving around very foolishly.
Foolish. There's a song by Ashanti called Foolish.
Yeah, there is.
Mm. I guess to end.
I thought you were going to sing it.
I have sung before on this podcast, Courtney, and I just feel like.
You've rapped.
You're not.
You've rapped. Sorry, clarification.
But I've also sang. And I
no, I like when you sing. We sing all the time.
So what is it about rapping?
Different genre.
I feel like as somebody that wants to explore their musical creativity, that I should be allowed to express my rapping. Courtney, you're going to be one of them moms, yeah? Where a kid will come to you with a stupid idea. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, do it.
Go experiment. And see what. Yeah, experiment.
You do it.
Do what? Do what? I feel like I've been put... Not you moving the mic.
Introducing to you... Renee,
that's not my rap name.
What's your rap? I don't know what your rap name is.
It's Ren T Trappy.
Okay, introducing Ren T Trappy. Can you imagine?
I'm shy now, guys.
Don't be shy. Rappers don't get shy.
Yeah, but and that's a problem that we should unpack because I feel like there are actually people that are shy.
We didn't come here for spoken word. We came here for a rap.
Guys, would you be interested? You know, the last time I asked about my mixtape, I actually had a couple of fans.
And yet it hasn't dropped.
Get a friend that would push you like one.
Come she on.
Said, you need to drop your mixtape.
100%. We've got mics.
That's true. I can mix it. That's true. That's true. All right, guys. Well, maybe next episode I'll come back
Ren with an actual Trappy. Is it going to be self-titled?
You know.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of a great name.
You know, that's
it.
My sister. My sisters, again, you see, you guys have already seen the episode with my sisters. You already know that they're not serious people. They came up with that name for me. It's like, Renty Trappy, what's good in the hood? Love I'm it. Like, why are you calling me this? This is not an
So what
then,
would your rap name be ideally then?
I do like Renty Trappy though.
I like it as well.
I think it works. I think it works. Either that or like Rencap, something to do with my name. I think it's cool.
Yeah.
What would your rap name be?
Courtney.
Just
the so mono. I would have a government name. Courtney Daniela Boate.
Like Shakira. CDB.
Exactly. Beyonce. Courtney.
Just Courtney.
Or CDB.
CDB. Fair.
CDB
on the track.
Yeah.
Out here. I love that for us, man.
I do, but I'm waiting for the mixtape. And we're not going
to
forget.
Wow, guys, we've come to the end of today's
guys,
episode.
Never let her forget. Someone who's been persistent would about you? Us, and now I'm supporting her rap career.
I think it's the shock for me.
I know. I'm actually evolving
as a
friend.
What's changed? How's that changed?
I've realized that, like... For real. I've realized that as much as I may see something ahead of you, you might not see it. Do you know what I mean? And so I need you to walk there. And I want you to see if you want that.
Mm.
And then walk back.
Mm, mm.
But I'll walk with you.
Mm.
And we can come back
the
to...
Sidewalk,
yeah, yeah.
The
No. I'll walk with you. And then when you choose to turn around,
I'll be right
as
there.
You're doing right now. I
wanted to release something on SoundCloud.
Let's do it. We have a whole flourishing YouTube channel.
You know, oh yeah. If you want,
I can even help you get on SBTV.
You want the numbers to go down, didn't you? She said we got a flourishing.
You are the one who wants us to bet on your rap career. I'm ready to bet on you.
Oh, Courtney, that's
I am.
We need a word for like not romantic. Oh, that's so platonic.
That's so platonic.
It's so platonic. Oh, we need to make that popular. Oh, guys, my friends, that's so platonic. Stay tuned, sisters.
Yeah.
We hope that you enjoyed that
what
conversation.
What is it? R2 Trappy?
Ren 2 Trappy.
Ren 2 Trappy, that's it.
Ren 2 Trappy on the beach.
Jeez, you gonna have an opening. Yeah, I'm not trying to be sued.
DJ Khaled, are you listening to this?
We need a beat.
Oh, if we have any music producers,
send us a beat. You're a prolific writer, though. I think you could come up with something great. I just don't know about your delivery.
You know what? I feel like I could deliver it, but I don't know if I'd be a serious person. Because remember, I did drama
you
and all of
practice.
That. I just need the persona. That's the thing.
But it's more than just acting. It's also the beat.
Yeah. Are you trying to say that? Is there like a flaw in me that you're trying to surface right now about my capacity to rap on beat?
I'm just thinking of all your talents. Yeah. Rapping needs more sharpening. Mm. But I can support you.
That was delivered so well.
Thank you.
Because I can hear what you're really saying in your head.
Nah, rapping. I genuinely in this life, I don't believe there's anything you, Rene Kapuku, would put your mind to and not do well. Aww, but Courtney, you need to put your mind to rapping.
Yeah, I do. I haven't put a single mind to it.
Exactly.
How do you say it needs more sharpening? We need to do like a feedback 101. Anyways, we have it's even making me think of the rapper that lives with us, but that's for another episode. The
I got trapped in the lift with him the other day.
Yeah,
I thought he was gonna make casual conversation because I was coming back from holiday. I had
did
my
he make you in. Listen?
He made me subscribe on the spot.
Same.
And unfortunately, we were in close quarters.
Same.
So I can't even be like, oh, I've got to go.
Same.
He stood out of our front door talking
that's
to me.
That's great marketing. You know, he got in a fight.
I don't even think that's marketing. That's harassment.
TMS neighbors.
Honestly, guys, we're living next door to a trap house, just to let you guys know.
Genuinely,
we live next door to a trap house.
We're not going to disclose any information.
Any other information.
Or anything
identify we're not
folks.
Snitches.
Yeah, we're not.
What's that? Top Boy, Summer House.
Yeah.
SE15. I don't associate with any
she
of
said
that.
I don't
culture.
Associate with. Have you watched it yet?
But yeah.
Ah, oh, Courtney, you have to watch it.
Because I didn't watch the last season either.
Yeah, that.
The amount of slang, and I'm a North London council estate. Like, I grew up listening to slang. What the heck?
Some of it, I'm just like,
this isn't even Drake wrote that. Like, someone who's not from London was like, nah, this is slang, innit?
For me, it was the done for dead.
Okay.
But the grammatical incorrectness of an application of that word, it's like, yeah, man. I'll use a character that, you know, I'm not gonna do any spoilers or anything like that, but it's thank like you. X got done. We're like, yeah, we got a done X.
You do, but that makes sense. X got done.
But I just don't understand why you would use done as the word.
Because he's done, it's over, it's finished, it's done.
D-U-N.
Done.
Maybe you were meant for the
Maybe I was. Like, done it. D-U-N-N-I-T. Yeah. Done it.
But, like, it doesn't, the tensing or nothing ever changes.
You went to Harvard. Some of us went to the streets.
But how the, I think it was the tensing. Like,
yeah, no, it is. Yeah.
We've got a done X. Yeah. Like, we've got a done Courtney.
God forbid.
What happened to standing in your mother's prayer? She said,
whoa.
She said, not you calling that
power of life and death.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? In the tongue. We'll move that. Anyway, guys. Have
we
a great
have
week.
All. Yeah, I know. We have coming back. Guys, maybe we should do a TMS after hours where we actually just chit chat. Because we actually like having a good chit chat.
When my voice comes back.
When her voice comes back, of course.
Because I'm even overheating.
Yeah, Courtney, she will have a whole. Guys, just be praying. Please. Those of you that. Praying, not no spells, no.
Yeah, sorry.
Nothing there.
I appreciate all the love, but you
nothing,
know.
You know. Nothing dark. Only light. We're children of the light.
Hallelujah.
Glory be. Can I get an amen? There's always somebody in the back. The sisters, we hope you enjoyed that conversation. We would, as always, love to hear, what are your thoughts? Cutting off friends? Can we rebuild friendships? What are the struggles of being friends with people that are going through different seasons and difficult seasons? Yeah. As always, drop your comments like it's hot in the description. No, drop your comments like it's hot down below in the comments section. You can also publish some comments on Spotify now.
Yeah, you can. Yeah,
I was seeing some stuff. I was fun like, yes, stuff. Girl, easy, but I start a conversation in there. Uh-huh. We love the engagement. So please follow us on all social media platforms at To My Sisterhood everywhere, from LinkedIn to Instagram to Twitter to TikTok to Threads. We are everywhere. You cannot miss us. We are all around. Yeah. You close your eyes. TMS is there. You open them. We're standing
there.
Outside your window 100%. In a wholesome and godly way.
Only
not
getting
like,
worse.
Worst behavior, but also best.
Yeah.
So yeah, and of course, come and follow us on our social media platforms. The lovely lady on the left of me in the angelic white and just giving us chocolatey goodness, and also is a rising star amongst us at CD Boateng. And of course, come and follow me over at Renee Kapuku.
We love to see it. Make sure you sign up to the mailing list. Honestly, sisters, get your tickets on the live show.
Go. Yeah. Now, immediately.
TwoMySisters.com, hack the Empire website. You know the drill.
Bob's your uncle.
The links are always in the description. Sisters, we love you. Have an amazing week. Go and hug your friends again. Please, someone gave sisters. Me a really amazing hug this week. I was like, oh, you watch our content. Yeah. That was great. It was fantastic.
That's yeah. Physical. Give your sisters hugs.
Give everyone a hug.
And in the meantime, whilst y'all are doing all of that, of course, as always, keep glowing
and growing.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.